7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Not good. Okay. Power up here. And here we go. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC. And that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm lurking around down here in the creek again today. Because we've got a nice day. In fact, it's a little bit too nice. In that it is warm. It's at least 21 degrees. And we are above my heat threshold. But I'm standing here on the edge of the creek, looking down into the ravine. Oh, by the way, when I was leaving the creek yesterday, the turkey was right down there. He was hanging out in this ravine. And I'm scanning, looking around. I don't hear any birds freaking out. But there's a lot of blue jays around. And I thought I'd better come down to the creek, get some, you know, healing power of the creek. Because, oh man, I slept weird. I slept kind of good, but I kept being awakened by my cat throwing up. Well, except the first time she jumped on me while I was sleeping. And then at 5:30, she started horking up a hairball. And so I had to get up, clean that up. That happened again at 8:30. And then I finally got up at 11. Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union? So I've decided to come down to the creek today, and I'm glad I checked the weather and did all that stuff first, because it's hot. I had to put on my short pants, so it's the first short pants day of the year. Hooray. Oh, let's look for golf balls. What do we got over here in the creek? We got any golf balls? We got some white golf balls, the same ones that were here yesterday. I don't see anything new. Oh, I've got this weird thing going on with my back. Not the usual thing, but a weird new thing. It's way up high between my shoulder blades. And it's like my back wants to pop, but it won't. Oh, there's an orange ball. There is something new. It's upstream a little bit. Let's go get that. And I keep thinking, oh, if I can just stretch my back, but that just makes it worse. It makes the muscles feel like they want to seize up. It is unpleasant. All right, so the question becomes, how do we get that orange golf ball? It's oddly not far away from that yellow golf ball that we've left down here. Okay, here's the plan. We're going to walk upstream here a little bit. And then we're going to go down this little slope, which allows us to get into the creek fairly easily. There's another yellow ball in the water right there. Okay, so very carefully step into the creek bed. Boom, boom, boom. I'm in the creek bed. Walk over here where it's kind of muddy. And we have to actually step over the creek. And there's tons of duck footprints right here. Lots and lots of little ducky footprints. And okay, here we go. You know, this yellow is a Strixon. Should we pick it up anyway? We picked up a yellow the other day. All right, where's that orange? There he is. It's a Titleist. Nice. It's a Titleist 33. Wash it off a little bit here. Ooh, all those golf balls are dirty. Dirty golf balls. Okay. Oh. Now I'm turning around and I'm looking upstream. And I'm heading back up myself. Although I gotta visually check this, the bank here, because in case there's any golf balls up there, it's easier to climb up there from here. Oh, okay. I don't see any. What shall we do today? What's that down there? Is that a thing down there? No. Yes? No. Yes? No. All right. So other than being a little bit messed up, I don't know. Did I overexert myself yesterday? I did get hot yesterday, and it was sort of ugly, but it was okay. And maybe that's my excuse for being a little bit lazy yesterday. Did I accomplish anything yesterday? I accomplished a lot of communications. So that was good. I did sit down at my synth to practice. That happened twice in the evening, and I ran over both times. You know, trying to keep everything under 15 minutes. But there's one thing that I've learned. I've got no ending for this. I have no way to end this very gracefully. And that was one of the problems. Last night at 11:30, I said to myself, well, I'm going to be very serious. I'm going to watch the clock and everything. And I did watch the clock and everything. But then the next thing I know, it's 14:45. And oh God, I got to end it now. And then the ending takes almost 2 minutes. Yeah. And I thought, oh, why didn't I just use the crash ending? Well, yeah, I just didn't. So, I've realized that I've kind of painted myself into a corner. How are we going to end the thing? Nobody knows. That's okay. Just make it up as we go along. That's how we do it. I'm remembering that I'm wearing my short pants and that I have extra pockets. I have golf ball pockets, so I have dropped the golf balls into my pocket. Oh, working my way upstream and I'm looking up into the trees. And it's kind of quiet today. Kind of really quiet. And, I was thinking of something else. I need to make a little stool or something to sit on whilst I'm performing, because I don't want to take my skateboard. I just need to cut some 2x4s and nail them together. But I don't have any. Well, I've got one good 2x4. I don't really want to cut it up, but maybe I will. I need to go dumpster diving. I'm going to have to go dumpster diving, find me some lumber, and build my performance stool to sit on. It's not that I really sit on it so much as I kind of lean up against it. It's hard to explain. But gosh, suddenly I'm kind of getting hot. Whoa. Right below me, two wood ducks, a male and female pair, were right here, 3 meters away, sitting in the water. I just snuck up on them and they got scared and they flew away. You know, I think I hear some bird complaining upstream, but it's way upstream. Huh, let's go up there and see if we can see anything. I hear all kinds of squawks and squeaks and birdie screams. Oh. Yeah, oh, I'm kind of messed up today. That's all right. Okay, what do we have going on up here? I'm looking around up in the trees. There's a little bit more bird action happening down here. Up here on this side of things. All right, let's get up here to the cliff and see what's going on. Well, nothing. We got some jays flying around. We got, the occasional squirrel on a tree. We got birds right above me making noises. Weecha, weecha, weecha. There's no more ducks down here. Wow, I'm getting really tired already. Weird. Weird, weird, weird. Maybe it's because I had to get up all those times to clean up kitty barfs. Maybe that was the thing. Yeah, I'm sure it was. Okay, so I'm turning around. And I'm going to head back the direction I came. Oh, yada. And what else have I been doing? Oh, I've been a little bit spacey. Oh, the last couple days. I don't remember what else I've been doing. My neighbor Shannon, emailed me yesterday about my bird bath. My bird bath that always gets tipped over by raccoons. And what's going to happen is he's going to take it off my hands. I'm going to give him the bird bath because I'm going to get something new. What I need is like a trough. Because if the raccoons want water and they're climbing up in the birdbath to get water, then knocking it over. Maybe they just need to have, you know, a water trough for thirsty raccoons. A bar. I'm opening a bar for raccoons. So, gotta get a new bird slash raccoon bath slash possum drinking hole. That's what I want. I want a drinking hole in my backyard. So I'm going to have to go to the concrete statuary place because I also want to get a small statue. And for a while I thought, yeah, garden gnome. And then I thought, no. Garden gnomes are too played out. Then I thought, what about a dragon? Dragons are awesome. Yeah, but there's a dragon on the next block over. I don't want anybody to think I'm copying them. And so, basically what I want is a Jizo. I want a Jizo that I can put in my rock garden. Now, I don't have a rock garden yet. But I've got this patch of dirt on the side of my house. What's that sound? Squirrel. I've got this patch of dirt. I'm going to climb out of here. I've got this patch of dirt on the side of my house. It's about 1 meter deep and about 4 meters long. And basically it's just a weed garden. Just weeds just grow there every year. Sometimes it's catnip. What was it this year? Like alfalfa or something? And it's ugly. And it faces my neighbor's house, and these are my neighbors who are constantly improving their house. And so, you know, I'm bringing down their property value. So I said, yeah, okay, no, we got to make this. First, I was thinking just bark mulch, because I like bark mulch, but stuff grows in bark mulch, which is fine if you like mushrooms, but if you're trying to avoid just a giant weed patch, then, yeah, right? So there are already plans for Roger the Shrubber, to come and make me a rock garden. Gonna lay down some plastic so that no weeds can grow up through. Then I'll lay down some rocks. And I thought, well, since I have a rock garden, I'm gonna need a statue. I'm gonna need a Jizo. So now I have to make a trip out to the concrete statuary retailer, you know, to get this statue and the watering hole. So yeah, where is this place? I don't know. It used to be out on South 72nd Street. Don't know if it's there anymore. Gotta do some research. But anyway, I'm walking along the sidewalk here. Walking down the street, walking towards the golf course. It's a lovely day. It's a bit warm for me personally. But with the light breeze and everything, I can stand it for a little while. Oh, plus that just means I can go home and drink a yummy drink. I have lots of yummy drinks. I've got all kinds of stuff. I've got agua frescas, both mango and hibiscus flavor. I've got melon flavored ramune. I've got Blenheim ginger ale, and I've got a Bundaberg. I've got a Green River. Oh, and I've got some cans, little cans of grapefruit soda, and lots of things to mix with that. But okay, we're coming up to the edge of the golf course here. I can hear kids half a kilometer away at the school. They're yapping it up and having fun lunch recess, presumably. Somebody just teed off on the golf course. I heard a nice metallic ting. All right, and here's our other access point. So we sneak between these trees here, and we start going down this slope. And we don't have much of a windbreak here, do we? There are people still on the tee. All right, that's good. That means there's people golfing today, which hopefully means there's been people losing golf balls on this side of the creek. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. Okay, I'm good. All right, looking for Gerf Berge. Oh, is that a green in that mud? Yada. Yeah, didn't we see that yesterday? And we said, oh, it's so far away we don't have a stick. Look at this super ass long stick right here. It's probably heavy. Okay. In the bottleneck, we've got the same old junk. Lots of bottles, a red ball pit ball. Just trash. Okay, looking at the other side there, because we can kind of get over there sometimes. Oh. Okay, what do we got? It looks like our only potential prize is this green ball that is 3 meters away, and we are blocked by water. Like, oh, here's a white ball right on the bank, landed right here and said, here I am, rock me like a hurricane. What's that? There's something else in the mud here, but it's all covered in mud. Okay, hold on. I'm going to walk a little bit further upstream here just to see what's going on. And maybe, no, that's not as good. Maybe find a better stick, because we need a long stick. We need a very specialized stick. All right, anything up here? No, I don't see anything. Okay, so let's acquire some tools. I am a good monkey. I know how to make tools. All right, so I've got a stick here that I'm reshaping. Ugh. And I'm wondering if this is sufficient a stick to poke whatever's in the mud right here. Where is it? There it is. There's something unusual. I mean, not super unusual. I think there's a red golf ball under this mud. Wait, where is it? I can't even see it. There it is. Okay, let's dig him up. Yes. There is a red golf ball under this mud. This is going to be a tricky retrieval. It is practically black, covered in very humusy. All right, come on. I'm so close. And yet so far, there's a piece of broken stick hanging off my stick that's impeding my progress. And here we go. Golf ball retrieval science by Tobe. Yeah, okay, I think I can get down there and pick it up now. Oh, I gotta kneel down and reach with my fingertips and pick it up. And it's all slimy with mud. And now I'm not sure if I can get back up. Yeah, okay, I'm up. Okay, so I've got one red that's covered in soggy mud. Yuck. And it stinks like a river bottom. Because, well, this essentially is a river bottom now, isn't it? How to get that green? What if I go to the other side? What if I cross over? Well, that's hard to get through. Nah. See, the problem with this green is if I try to lift it and it falls off my stick and into the water, we're not getting it back. So I'm kind of wondering if I can get to the other side. I can't even get down to the water to wash this muddy ball off. I keep hearing creaky sounds. Oh, this guy knocked his ball into the creek head right here. Okay. It is a green, isn't it? It's not really a yellow and just tricking me, right? See, if I could get over to there, I could actually kind of walk down into there and I might be able to just pick it up with my hands. Oh, Grandma's playing. Oh, she's about to take her shot. Boop. Centered it right back up on the fairway. And grandson is going to go. Okay, about this green ball. We got to make a decision. There's bugs trying to get me, too. Why are bugs trying to get me? I don't know what to do about this green. Where's that big old stick? Right there, but it's got that thing hanging off the end of it. There's no good fork. I need a good forked stick. Oh. Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do. I can't put the red ball in my pocket. It's covered with mud. My fingers are covered in mud. So I'm going to put the red ball right here on this rock for a minute. Unless I want to carry it with me. No, I don't. What is making sound over here? I keep hearing cluck, blunk, glunk. Is there a dude over here hanging around in the garbage? Let's get up here close to the garbage. Who's down here? I'm standing on a log. Are we going to be able to get through here? See, there's so much float bark floating around that I can't tell where my steps are, where I can actually walk. See, if I get down this log, when the log decides to move as I'm walking on it, not good. Let's see if we can jump from here. Yeah, kinda, sort of, good enough for now. Yeah, all right, so I'm climbing up onto the far bank. Oh, I've got to make my way through some big fallen tree branches. Move this one. Hey, this stick might be a good stick to grab the golf ball. Okay. How soft is the mud down there? Oh, not too bad, actually. I'm going to actually try to make an attempt to step down here. And I think I'm successful. I'm standing on the mud. I am sinking into the mud, but I can bend over and grab the golf ball. And I don't think it's a green. I think it's a Kirkland yellow. Okay. Not worth the effort, but... Ooh. Now I can't get back up onto the bank. This is a problem. This is when I get really hot. Exerting myself. Almost fell. Okay. Back up on the bank. Working my way through the branches, carrying another very muddy golf ball. And got a nice cool breeze. Feels good, but I'm sure it sounds terrible. Now, with both my hands full, I have to somehow get back down the bank. There we go. We're onto the berm in the middle of the creek. Now, we gotta follow this down to here. Whoa, sinking. This is not solid ground, but if I can just step onto that log. Ooh, yeah, like that. And grab the stick, grab the tree. Oh, step back onto the bank. Oh, that was exhausting. But at least I have this yellowish, greenish ball. Can't really tell what it is. And I don't want to put my hand in my pocket to pull out the other ball to compare it to, because now my hand is all muddy. And I'm climbing out of here. We're going up a very treacherous slope. Okay. Are we safe yet? Oh, maybe kinda. All right. Oh. And then all I gotta do is walk between these two trees. And I'm back on the sidewalk. Oh. Oh. And I am exhausted. So, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC. Right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.
Try to wipe the mud off on the grass. Only partially successful. Okay. Oh, I'm done. Done for the day.